Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Shortly after he began hosting this station's morning show, WILS host Dave Ackerley interviewed me. When he asked what I considered to be the most important financial problem for America, I answered government debt, which included the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs. Since then, not only has government debt remained the largest problem in America, it has become even worse. As of the fourth quarter last year, the Office of Management and Budget and the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis reported that acknowledged federal government debt exceeded 123% of gross domestic product. That put the U.S. among the 12 nations around the globe with the highest percentage of government debt in relation to GDP. That percentage does not include another $2 trillion in federal government accounts payable, plus close to $100 trillion in the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs. Put together, the federal government owes more than 500% of GDP. No other nation in the world has anywhere close to that level of debt as a percentage of GDP. The top two countries are Venezuela at about 350% and Japan at more than 230% of GDP. The average American senses that the federal government has accumulated enormous debt, even if they don't include that for Social Security and Medicare. Out of fear of this debt exploding or facing a possible default, private American citizens are saving extraordinary amounts of cash. When the private sector saves, they are not spending as much for consumer goods. That is a major reason why America's GDP declined in the first quarter this year from the final quarter last year. As government debt as a percentage of GDP continues to rise, more Americans will realize that the U.S. dollar is destined to plummet in purchasing power. This will spark further demand in the U.S. for assets such as bullion-priced physical gold and silver, coins and ingots, as protection against federal government fiscal mismanagement. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.